This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon as we cover a lot of different topics of the program. And today, a look at the calendar indicates that we are 13 days from Christmas. Is that possible? Emily Brandt, Ashley Kluber from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
And can you confirm that Christmas is almost here?
I mean, we have a lot of things in our gift shop, which is usually a good sign. The folks that were at the Christmas fair who didn't sell, you know, everything, they kind of come over to us. And so it's looking like Christmas at the Art Center right now.
So you guys always have a lot of things going on towards the end of the year, and there's a lot of different reasons to get you in here to talk about it. I guess maybe at the front end, talk about some of the events you've got going on even in the next few days.
So in the next few days, we have Evening with the Arts on this Thursday, December 14th. That's from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's an open house style event that's free. We've got holiday projects as well as a chance to see the members exhibit, see some of the new items that Emily mentioned in our gift shop. And we have a couple of fun activities and projects planned where you get to learn about lino cut printmaking and make a fun card and lots of other great things.
And what night is that again?
That is Thursday, December 14th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
So that till 8 p.m. part should get people's attention because you're not normally open that late.
Right. Our normal hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if it's a little difficult to reach us during that time, this is a great evening event to come and see us and get a chance to see what we're about if you haven't yet.
What kinds of different things? I mean, how much of variety do you have in these things that are available?
They vary from event to event, but they'll usually have some bites and sips, some music potentially. This one we're excited about having some of these different activities around and things like that. But one of the big draws is definitely a chance to see our gift shop and the exhibits that are on display.
And then the next night, you've got another thing going on, right?
Yes. So we also have some other things happening. December 15th, the day after, we have a holiday printmaking workshop. If you have wanted to do a workshop at UVA and you want your chance to do one more before the end of the year, this is a great opportunity to do it.
And Kyle, we have a couple of spots left in that workshop. It's going to be a really fun one where you could make holiday cards for your family member or whoever. And what we try and do with these workshops is make them really accessible to people who might not feel like they're an artist, but want to try something out, maybe spend a night with a girlfriend or a partner. And so there's a few seats left in that. It's a really fun way to get involved and make something special.
And I'm guessing you guys have got things kind of decorated up special for this.
Yes, we're going to have some fun decorations, wreaths, some trees, and handmade ornaments by some of the artists in our gift shop that you can also purchase for your tree.
And we're getting close to winter officially being here just a few days ahead of Christmas. Talk about winter term at the Clay Place.
Yeah, so winter term is in January of 2024. It starts January 10th specifically, but it's part of the four different terms we offer at the Clay Place, where it's an open studio model. Registrants, students can come and use the open studio amenities we have and plus learn from our two instructors two times a week in some classroom settings.
And you've got the members exhibit, if I can get that out, and that's ending fairly soon, right?
Yes, right around the corner, December 22nd is the last day. So this week and next week are going to be the last chance to see it before we close for the holidays.
So Emily, talk more about what the members exhibit has.
Yeah, so the members exhibit, we get a chance to share artists from all over the community, really the region, but our artist members tend to be around the I-5 corridor. Lots of folks that have been involved with the Art Center for a long time. And then what was neat about this year is we saw a lot of new artists become members with us and go out on a limb and share their work in our walls. The exhibits are really a fun way to witness what's going on in the artist community around the state. We set themes throughout the year, but then there are lots of artists that get to participate in our member show. Our member show is non-juried, and artists get to come and just submit any one piece that they've been working on this last year. So it's fun to see what's going on in our community and within the artist ecosystem in the state.
Well, and you mentioned new artists. Are you finding that more people are getting into doing art or trying things like that?
We're seeing a trend. Starting with Summer Arts Festival last year, we had 40% new artists at the Summer Arts Festival. We are seeing a lot of new artists apply to festival this year, and we're seeing a lot more artists participate in our new artists to participate in our exhibitions. I think that says a lot to our efforts and just trying to advertise in new places, reach different rural communities. We learned a lot with our rural exhibit that we got to do last year with how to really reach artists that don't necessarily live in an urban area. And I think those efforts have paid off. We've really seen some new artists pop up in our exhibits.
And that ends on the 22nd. Now, for people that want to come in and purchase gifts, is that the day you're wrapping up with that too?
That would be the last day definitely to purchase gifts before the holidays, because after that we'll be closed for a couple of weeks. But it's we'll be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. that day and the rest of the week, Tuesday through Friday.
All right, so not a lot of time left there to do that. Now, talk about the break that you guys sort of take right around the holidays.
Yeah, so from this year, it's December 23rd through January 2nd. We stay closed for holidays. And then from January 2nd through the first day of our opening night for our next exhibits, we stay close to the public, but we're around, so we can perform some annually scheduled maintenance around the building.
Yeah, our old building takes a lot of work, Kyle. So we spend a little time cleaning out the attic, doing maintenance around the building, catching up on projects that just never seem to quite get done throughout the year with everything we have going on. This is also a chance for us as a team to finally sit down, plan 2025 and 2026. It takes at least 24 to 36 months sometimes to recruit artists for these shows, get them to commit. So this is our time during the year that staff get to sit down with our volunteers and work on those future projects.
And doing all this cleanup and just reorganization, do you ever find something you've been looking for a long time?
Yeah, of course, things we don't want to find. No. But we find all sorts of crazy things in the attic sometimes. What was really fun is we had a member stop by the other day who's been involved since the 1970s, since the organization started. I'd never spoken with him before, and he started pointing out all the things that still exist around campus that he actually hand-painted. He hand-painted our Clay Place sign that's still up, some of our signage up in the attic that we had no idea where it came from or what it was for. He was able to explain some of those things away. So it's really fun being open to the public, getting to talk to some of our members and artists who have been involved in the community really long time, but he helped us in particular shed some light on a few things that were tucked away in the attic.
And I still have not actually gotten into the attic.
Well, it's dark, dank, and looks like an attic, but you know, it's a beautiful space. Actually, there's a couple of windows. You can see them on the outside of the facade of the building when you drive by. Some of those windows that go to offices that we have upstairs. You know, we did close the upstairs to the public. It used to be open to the public, and we had an exhibit up there. But with the new hires we've had this year and opening up some of the spaces downstairs to be accessible to the public so that folks didn't have to walk up the stairs, we shut that off for office space, and we've been doing some improvements using it for storage as we've remodeled a couple of the classrooms this last year.
And that building now is 100 and...
Oh, gosh.
16.
Yeah, that should be right.
Years
1917 was when it was built. Yeah, yeah.
100, that's amazing.
Yeah. So we've been, that's something that I really enjoy doing is just staying on top of maintenance. We've been really successful in writing grants this last 2 years to help us with major improvement projects. Just a few months ago, we're nearly finished with Studio East. That is a project that's still going on, but we finished the major components of that. We've done some major improvements to the Clay Place and the Imagination Station with the help of the Unruh Fund from Oregon Community Foundation, Cow Creek Foundation, and a few others. So we're really grateful to all the support that helps us keep the building working for us. You know, it takes a lot to keep a 100-plus-year-old building working, especially for the uses we have now. It's not what the building was used for. It was an old, you know, soldiers hospital back in the day that was a part of the VA system. So it's been modified for the current use, but it lends itself really beautifully to the exhibit spaces and the classroom spaces that we have now.
All right, we're going to talk more about UVA when we come back to interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. We're still putting together tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, but just got confirmation that U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley will join us on Thursday's Inside Douglas County. We're talking about Umpqua Valley Arts. Emily Brandt, Ashley Kluver in here from the organization, getting ready to wrap up the year. Emily, you mentioned the Studio East classroom right ahead of the break. Talk more about the project there, what you guys have been doing, what you hope to do with that.
So with Studio East in particular, it's a place that we host a lot of youth programming, especially in the summer. It's a space that we get to rotate our summer camps through. And we just noticed this year that in between all of our youth camps that we run, it's just really not utilized that much. And through some community events that we've held recently, we've taken verbal surveys, and we do plan on sending out a survey to the community very soon to ask them what they'd like to see happen regularly at the Art Center that maybe we're not doing already. But one of the things that's popped up in conversations at events such as the one we're having this Thursday, where we invite the community in to have a good time, is that, you know, a space like Studio East might be a really great maker space. Now, we have the Clay Place, which is a maker space for clay artists and people, you know, learning how to do ceramics. But if you have another art form or just want to learn about some creative aspect of our community, there's really not a space to do that right now in town that's open regularly. So we're looking at opening Studio East up as a maker space, as a place that we could book lectures and have folks, you know, from all over the country video in and share about their artwork, and just have folks be able to meet in a place where they can share in community what they'd like to learn. So we really see it as a place we could evolve into a learning space and a maker space for any age and for folks to have access to. Now, how we structure that, we're not quite sure yet, but we want to open it up for free or by donation to utilize the space. It wouldn't be a part of our rental program. That would be different. But this would be specifically focused on learning, learning around the arts, and meeting in community around the arts together. So we're looking at raising money to finish that project. The Cow Creek Foundation and the Unruh Foundation, along with Whipple Foundation, actually all contributed to the first initial remodel of that space. And we had to do a lot. It's an old building, like I mentioned before. So when you start peeling up flooring and things like that, the price tag gets pretty high. So we've done the major improvements, but we'd like to continue raising funds to purchase new tables and chairs, install our sink and cabinets for artwork storage, and make the space very flexible for folks to use in the future.
So how much more money do you need to raise?
So we set a goal, this end of year goal, at $20,000. We have a donor that came in already and donated $10,000 in hopes that that would get the ball rolling, and that and he'd really like us to match that. So that tends to, you know, that added up to our $20,000 goal. If we could raise another $10,000, that would really round out what we need to make that space flexible and accessible to the community.
So are you hoping to do that by the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, I hope so. I think usually what happens is we get a surge of folks who are interested in giving to the Art Center during the holiday season. We'll be mailing out some pamphlet information to our regular members, artists, and donors. And what we hope, though, is people stop by. They might be interested in donating once they see the space and might be able to think of themselves in it. You know, we're a nonprofit, so we function on program revenue, grants, and donations. And donations this time of year really help us kind of fill that gap, especially with some of these special projects we'd like to make happen.
And if people want to do that, is there information online about giving?
There is, and there's been a couple of posts on our social media. Social media tends to be where most people follow us, at UV Arts, on Facebook, Instagram. We've played with TikTok a couple of times, but don't check that too often. We're not very consistent with it. But on social media and on our website, we have lots of information about all sorts of things going on at UVA, including our fundraising efforts around improving Studio East.
Now, you've been executive director for how long?
Going on 3 years now. Been heavily involved for about 7, though.
So what's it been like to do kind of a career shift?
Yeah, so I came on from IE Engineering 3 years ago. I was volunteering pretty full-time, though, before that. We were in between directors at any given time, and I sat on the board as board chair for 4 years prior to coming on as staff. And then, you know, I really saw UVA as a way to be involved in the community. I don't see this community exist, you know, being a place I'd like to live without an art center. And so we had some financial things that we fixed back in 2017, overcame those, really built some trust within the community, I think. And we have just had a really successful time these last few years in terms of going after funding, really reaching the community, hopefully where they're at, and really serving artists the best way we can. And I came on during the pandemic. That was kind of a tricky time to make a career shift, come on to a nonprofit from a for-profit organization. And but I really loved it. I've enjoyed these last 3 years, and I'm sure the organization will continue to do really great things.
Now, Ashley, you've been there for just a short time, right?
About 2 years.
Well, maybe not a short time.
Ashley was one of the first hires I got to make, so that was really great.
And what do you like about what you do there?
Pretty much everything. More specifically, I enjoy being hands-on in the exhibitions that we do. I have always been passionate about the arts. The Art Center is actually what started my love of art when I was young 15 years ago with clay and everything else that I do. And I took that with me to college and made that an intended career path. And coming back and working at UVA is like coming home, and it's fantastic to be involved with it.
That's what's been really cool about hiring in my position, finding folks in the community who are still in the arts career path, and they're moving back to Roseburg. We have a couple of hires we've made this last year, folks that went off to college, came back here, maybe explored some other careers, and then have been trying to get back into the arts. So we really pride ourselves in offering positions and career paths that can help folks that have studied art in college or in other ways.
So are you an artist as well?
Well, you know, we always ask people, yes, you're supposed to say yes. Everyone has a creative streak in their lives. I did go to school for landscape architecture, work on design projects for a decade nearly. And I guess now, yeah, I'm addicted to the clay place. I'm over there all the time. I volunteer on Monday and Friday nights to keep it open past 5 o'clock. So some of our professional people who are working those 9-to-5 jobs have a chance to come check out the studio. We didn't have that before. So I've been able to take my new addiction to the clay place and use it to open up the studio a little bit later at night. And yeah, I love it. Ashley taught me how to load a kiln this week, so that was fun. It's like working in a lab. There's a lot of chemistry behind making the glazes. You have to be really consistent with loading these kilns and keeping an eye on the technology that makes them work. So yeah, I've really enjoyed it. And I guess technically I'm an artist, but I say that hesitantly because I wasn't trained as one.
About a minute left. Talk about, you mentioned the year in giving. Talk about why you think that UVA is somewhere people should invest financially.
We are a community center, so that makes it available to everybody in the community. Our doors are open free to the public, and the way that we can keep that going and keep our classes and workshops affordable and accessible is through community support. It's a really great way to give back to an organization if you're able to even just donate your time to, say, help at the Summer Arts Festival. We have over 100 volunteers that help us at the Summer Arts Festival. You know, the Arts Center requires or needs the help of the community to be able to thrive. And we love that because we get to see the folks that it impacts every day, especially youth and that K-12 zone of kids. They really thrive in our spaces. They get excited to see all of the nooks and crannies of the old building. And we love bringing in creative teachers to help support their journey early in their lives.
Emily Brandt, Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for being in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.